Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women living in our communities. I'm your host, Seal, and today I'm excited because I have two amazing women. I have Jen Forsyth, owner of Start to Finish, and Lisa Landrum, owner of Run Charlotte Run. So ladies, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being on, because we're going to talk about an upcoming event that is really going to be something very unique. It's going to bring people together. It's going to open up conversation. And it's all around a challenge. So with that said, Jen, what is the Erase Racism Virtual Challenge Supporting Black Girls Run?
Hey, Seal. Thanks for letting me come on. It's good to see you again. So Erase Racism is a challenge that the owner of and founder of Black Girls Run, named JL Alexander, and I came up with. And we've just been talking over many months about how women connecting is really our superpower. And, you know, marry that with the fact that we would love to get women of different races and different backgrounds connecting. That's an even bigger superpower. So we developed this challenge. It's either 50, 100, or 200 miles. And you sign up and you're paired up with someone that you don't know. You can pick a partner, or you can be paired up with someone that you don't know and you've never met before and is probably in another part of the country. And we're trying to pair up one Black runner and one non-Black runner. And what we're really hoping is that it just inspires conversation and gets you to meet somebody and understand what somebody, you know, somebody from another background is going through. You can, you know, talking through not just running, but sort of life in general, just because we know that when women connect, great things happen.
That's so true. And this is a perfect example of that, just being on this call with both of you, which leads me to the question for Lisa. So what inspired you to get involved with this particular challenge and really help Jen, like, literally run with it?
So yeah, I heard about this challenge and immediately reached out to Jen. I had a million different ideas and I kind of vented all of them to her and she was really open to them. I think it marries perfectly with what Run Charlotte Run wants to do, which is connect the community. And, you know, there are so many big things going on right now. If we can kind of break it down into something simple that we can take action on that we already do, which is running, getting all of those things combined is just, it just makes sense to try and get as many people involved as possible. So Jen was open to letting Run Charlotte Run help promote this. I think we can reach, at least in Charlotte, a bunch of runners who would be perfect for this.
No, I love it. And this is what community is all about. This is what, when you say amazing things happen from women working together, it's these kinds of moments and these kinds of events and things taking place. It really is. It's a very powerful thing that's happening. Jen, so where did the connection with Black Girls Run come about? And explain to us a little bit about who they are and their program and why it was important to connect with them specifically for this event.
Yeah, Black Girls Run is an international organization, and they were created to tackle the growing obesity epidemic in the African American community. And what they really do is provide encouragement and resources for, you know, experienced runners or new runners that are trying to get into the running community. And they truly are an amazing organization. I don't know if you've ever been to an event where they come sort of in mass. They bring so much positive energy. We've worked with them on several events before. It's pretty awesome. So when we were back in the beginning of COVID, when we started doing more virtual events, I reached out to JL and said, hey, do you want to do a virtual event together? And so we launched one, I think maybe in March or April. It was a 6-week challenge and we had a great response to it. It was really fun. People loved it. They were posting pictures, and you know, people were getting out and running and walking, hiking. So that was great. And then we decided, let's do another one, you know, waited a little bit, thought, let's do another one. And at first we thought maybe we would just try and connect women from the Black Girls Run group in different parts of the country. And then we thought, you know what if we connected, you know, women from Black Girls Run with women that are not a part of Black Girls Run, and let's really, you know, try and bring people together. So that's what we did. And it's been really cool. People are excited about it.
Yeah, I feel the excitement already. And I can tell from talking to both of you that this is like, you're both very passionate about it. And which brings me to the question, how did you two actually connect? When did all this happen?
You know, I don't know. I was thinking about that, and I've been a part of the running community for a while. Jen is with Start to Finish, is definitely, you know, just an integral key piece of the running community. So I've just kind of known about her, and then just really promoting events like this that Run Charlotte Run can really get behind. Like I said, she's been open to that. And I think it's just been through those events that we've gotten to kind of know each other.
Yeah, it's been nice. I feel the same way. I feel like I knew about Run Charlotte Run and Lisa for a while before we started talking. But once we started talking, I think we both felt like, you know, we need to work together in some way. You know, we both, that's what we want to do, right? Is connect people and you know, put on great events for the community. And so it's been a great relationship that I think is just kind of starting to take off, which is exciting to see what we can do together in the future.
I'm a big fan of collaboration. Collaboration is key to success in my book. So it's nice, especially when, like you both said, when women can connect, I think there's a, I think there's a really cool kind of vision that we can share and see and move forward together.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's like the perfect storm, I feel like, and it's just going to be incredible. I'm going to direct this question to Lisa. Where can we find out more about the challenge?
So all over social media, we are trying to plaster it and, you know, shout it from the rooftops as loud as we can. So the Run Charlotte Run channels will be posting about it. I know Start to Finish is posting about it as well. I've got a direct link on the Run Charlotte Run site. On race roster, there is a direct link as well. Black Girls Run is promoting it as well. So it should be hard to miss.
And then when does all this kick off?
August 15th.
Okay, so we gotta be ready to go.
Then it goes 6 weeks, which is great because there's not, especially we were talking a little bit about getting kids involved. If you do a 50-mile challenge with two kids, which, I mean, generates conversation, it helps them stay active. There are so many good things happening with that. It breaks down to, I don't know, maybe a half a mile a day or something. I mean, it breaks down to something very, very manageable that kids can do.
I think that's cool. I think that's going to be a whole nother side of it is seeing kids jump in on it. Jen, what about a partner? Do I need to go ahead and, because this is a question I know that's already been asked, do I need to have a partner already, or are you guys going to pair us up with somebody? Like, just making sure we understand the details on that.
Yep. Yeah. Good questions. We can do it either way. I would say most people are signing up without a partner. And so we're pairing people up, you know, kind of trying to look at ages, and we ask you a little bit about yourself. So sort of like speed dating, but we're hooking up women runners. So it's fun. I'm excited to hear. We're just about to send out the team pairings either today or tomorrow. So I'm really excited to hear the feedback when people start to connect and talk to each other. So to answer your question, you can either just sign up yourself and we'll pair you up, or there's a place that if you do have somebody you want to run with, you can put their name down there and we'll pair you with that person.
It's so cool because it feels like you're almost going to have like a pen pal.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to describe it to my daughter, and I was like, you guys can like send texts and stuff. Like, it'll be fun. It'll be really cool. And she was like, okay, sure.
It'll be really neat. Jen, personally for you, I know that you're really passionate about this. What is your goal for this entire challenge? What is your goal around this?
Yeah. Well, I have two goals, really. One, I do want to raise money for Black Girls Run, and Black Girls Run gets a portion of every registration. And then participants are also raising money, and 100% of the proceeds of those donations go to Black Girls Run. So I feel really strongly that this is an amazing organization that's doing great work in the African-American community and in the women run community. So that's one goal. And then I really want people to connect. And I hope these connections will last, further along after this challenge, because I do think, as a country and as women that live in this country, I think that's what we need, is just to sort of stick together and understand each other and have more conversations that are personal conversations. I hope these connections will be something that's meaningful for people.
I really think that that's, and agreeing with everything that you've already said, I think it's going to be a tremendous opportunity for that. And I love the fact that it's around activity. So it's encouraging physical activity and encouraging conversation, which is something that needs to be done in a healthy manner. And it's bringing people together. And I really appreciate all that you have put into putting this race, this whole virtual challenge on, and then to have, Run Charlotte Run a part of it, and starting to see different people jump in and take hold of it. And we just expect big things to come from it. So either one of you have anything else that you would like to share to wrap this up?
I'll just throw out the website of the challenge is eraceracismbgr.com. And erace is spelled E-R-A-C-E. Because it's kind of a race. So eraceracismbgr.com.
And then I would just love to add, this is a great, great, great way, a very simple way. We are laying it out there for everybody to really put their money where their mouth is, and to, walk the talk, run the talk. Like I mentioned, there are a lot of big things going on, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed and not do anything. So running is something that we're doing already, and if we can use that to affect some change, that is nothing but good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I would echo what Lisa says, and that this is a really simple thing, and that's sort of the point is, because I do think people just feel paralyzed by, wanting to do something but not knowing what to do. And this is a simple way to kind of put out there that you want to connect, you want to be active, we're raising money for a great cause. Come on. Yeah. Come on, ladies. Let's do this.
We're going to spread the word. We're going to get as many people on board with this as possible. I thank you both for joining me today and really sharing about it and breaking it down so that it's clear as to what the mission is, what you're trying to accomplish, and how we can help you do that. And just inspiring one another. Like, I really believe you all are going to inspire other women, and this is just going to be something that's just going to build. So thank you again for being with me on the show. Thank you to everyone who is listening, who's tuned into SweatNet, Be Amazing Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to like it and share it with your friends. Make sure you share this one. So important to share this one. For more information about SweatNet, you can go to sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNetCharlotte. You can follow me personally on my Instagram at ItSealSmart. Tune in next week for our next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing Podcast.